Lady DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Karish reporting. U.S.-backed Syrian Kurdish fighters say that they're withdrawing to their bases east of the Euphrates River. This a day after Turkey's military and allied fighters launched a cross-border offensive on the town of Jarabulus. As VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb explains, the Kurds have been a source of tension between the U.S., which views them as a key ally in the fight against Islamic State, and Turkey, which sees them as terrorists, allied with separatist Turkish Kurd fighters.
Turkey has blamed Islamic State for brutal attacks on its people, including the attack on Istanbul's airport that killed dozens earlier this year. But Turkey also has been attacked for decades by the Kurdish terror group known as the PKK. The U.S. separates Syrian Kurdish rebels and the PKK, a distinction Turkey has not made. The Pentagon is working to keep all allies fighting against one common enemy.
We remain focused on ISIL, and we believe all of our partners are as well.
The border attack marks an uptick in Turkish involvement in the fight against Islamic State, but officials are uncertain whether this increased involvement will continue once IS is removed from the border and Kurdish fighters fall back to positions across the Euphrates River. Carla Babb, VOA News, the Pentagon.
In a related story, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov began talks in Geneva on Friday in an effort to negotiate a peaceful end to the fighting in Syria. The two sides will try to come to an agreement over military cooperation and information sharing in a bid to defeat Islamic State militants, which is something both sides want. However, the situation in Syria is complicated by U.S. and Russian support for opposite sides in the Syrian conflict. This is VOA. Francis.